This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Women of color are far less likely to get media coverage when they go missing. At the state capitol on Friday, Representative Sheila Stubbs of Madison renewed her push for a statewide task force on missing and murdered Black women and girls. It's her third attempt to get it funded.
How much more longer must we wait before the state that we live in decides to do something with the worst disparity in the nation? Once again, this task force will be created by 17 members. This task force has multiple purposes because there's so much that is happening in the state of Wisconsin that have led us to these disparities.
The bill would fund a position in the State Department of Justice to coordinate the task force with a report of proposed solutions due by the end of 2026. It carries a price tag of about $80,000 next year. Sheena Scarborough, whose daughter Sade Robinson was murdered in Milwaukee last year, said the task force could help other families find justice.
As you all know, we just came out of a very high-profile, traumatic, brutal trial you can ever imagine that was live streamed, and everybody in the entire world is watching everything as me and my family are watching it for the first time. We are dealing with ongoing trauma daily.
Attorney General Josh Call also voiced support, calling the effort affordable and necessary. A similar task force for missing and murdered Indigenous women is funded with federal dollars. Advocates say Wisconsin must invest in protecting Black women too, something other states like Minnesota have already begun. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
The Packers back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the Packers training camp, where the defense has set a goal to force more turnovers. When the Packers recover at least one fumble, they've won 30 of their last 38 games. Baseball. The Brewers head to Washington to face the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers got blitzed by the Cubs 10-3. Chicago All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong once dyed his hair blue at the start of spring training yesterday. He was 3-of-4 with 2 doubles, scored a pair of runs, and 1 RBI, including a hot grounder that got past second baseman Bryce Terang, Pat Murphy.
I mean, that kid, the blue-haired kid, hits the ball really hard, and it was hit really hard. I've seen Bryce make great plays. I don't know if he could make that one. He's been the best defender in the game, and now every time he doesn't make a play or everything, you know, it's like, he's human. But the blue-haired kid was, we had him down 2 strikes most of the time, and then he just, you know, did a good job of putting it in play after that.
That's the Brewers manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break. I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, top of the day to you. It's, what is it, Mini Friday? That is Thursday, the day before Friday. Welcome. We have a lot to talk about today. We have two people who are going to drop by the show. Start out with the cruelty machine inside Donald Trump's America, where pain is policy and fear is the fuel. Did you know that the word Gestapo in German literally means state secret police? That's what we seem to now have with ICE. And the guys who have been deported to El Salvador are starting to speak out about the horrors that they experienced. I'll tell you about that. Also, Trump the grifter strikes again, this time with the G20. We'll get to that. And new evidence was Epstein's jail video manipulated. CBS is all over this. In the second hour of our program, Phil Etner is going to drop by with a live report from Kyiv, Ukraine. Also, are we seeing the price increases as the tariffs hit home? Sure enough, inflation's picking up. And there's a new threat to Social Security coming from the GOP. In the third hour of our program, Jason Eggenberg is going to be with us. There was a time, imperfect, often hypocritical, but real, when American foreign policy tried to be about more than the flag, the dollar, or the deal. It was an era that we called democracy promotion. That has come to an end, and this is a really big story. I'm looking forward to this conversation with Jason. He's got a great Substack newsletter. And climate change alerts, severe turbulence forces a Delta plane to make an emergency landing after 25 passengers were injured. Are you ready for a doubling or even a tripling of the amount of severe turbulence on your flight? Yikes. But to start, my daily take, my rant today over at HartmanReport.com and here on this program is titled The Cruelty Machine Inside Trump's America, Where Pain is Policy and Fear is the Fuel. Earlier this month, ICE agents detained a 6-year-old Honduran boy battling leukemia as he left an immigration court in Los Angeles with his mother and sister. In other words, he and his family were trying to follow the rules. A child fighting for his life was ripped from his fragile medical routine and locked away for over a month, interrupting his treatment, crying himself to sleep every night in a concrete cell instead of a hospital bed. This was not a mistake. This is cruelty by design, an intentional act of terror by a government that now treats compassion as weakness and suffering as a political weapon. ProPublica this morning has a shocking report out. It's titled Bloodied Faces, Sobbing Children, Immigration Officers Smash Car Windows to Speed Up Arrests. They have video of over 50 times that ICE officers have walked up to somebody's car and just smashed the window, reached in and grabbed people. The reporters call this level of police brutality unprecedented. They said they've never seen anything like this from any police agency in the history of America, or at least the recent history of America. And The Guardian reports in an article titled Georgia Detainee with Prosthetic Legs Who Objected to Flooded Cell Sent to Solitary about a detainee who in the state of Georgia who, this guy, he came to the United States as a small child on a medical visa. He went through 16 operations. He only has two fingers on his right hand. He has no legs. He has prosthetic legs. He's lived in the United States virtually his entire life. He's 46 years old now. He works as a barber. He's active in promoting cancer awareness in his community. He got engaged 10 days before ICE detained him. He was in the process of getting a green card. He had been approved for this process. And they still detained him and locked him up. I mean, this is crazy. When Trump came down that golden escalator, well, it wasn't even a golden escalator. It was just a, you know, that's the mythology of Trump, right? That escalator 10 years ago and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. We should have known what was coming. I mean, you know, a lot of people thought it was just bombast or political performance art. No, it was cruelty as a political strategy, as an ideology, as a governing philosophy. And here we are on the last day of July of 2025, 6 months into Trump's term. And, you know, it's pretty impossible to deny. This is not incompetence. This is not accidental malice. This is deliberate, strategic, and authoritarian. Cruelty is not a bug in Trumpism. It is the central operating system. It's become the organizing principle of today's GOP. Right-wing media stars bragging about ICE's brutal tactics. And it's not, by the way, just this administration is not just forcing their hate and ire and destructiveness, frankly, on migrants or protesters or the poor or minorities. They're going after democracy itself. When they normalize suffering, when they use state power to punish the vulnerable and reward the cruel, they erode everything that holds a pluralistic society together. This compassion, you know, the we're all in this together, this is the essence of every civilized society. And Trump and the Republicans who are following him are trying to rip that to shreds. I mean, look at their so-called big, beautiful bill. They call it patriotic and pro-growth. It transfers trillions of dollars from the pockets and homes and retirement accounts and savings of average working people into the money bins of the morbidly rich, the top 1%. And it's going to strip health care from an estimated 23 million Americans. It's even going to gut Medicare, not just Medicaid, but Medicare as well, as a result of the PAYGO provisions that were passed by Newt Gingrich back in the day. It raises taxes on middle and low-income homes and cuts taxes on billionaires. It slashes funding for Medicaid, food stamps, school lunches, Pell Grants, Head Start, and housing assistance. Cuts Medicare and Medicaid. I mean, this is nuts. And then it turns around and hands $4 trillion in tax breaks to Trump's friends, the 13 billionaires in his cabinet, and himself, a billionaire himself. And the billionaires who have changed the algorithms of their social media programs to promote Trumpism and right-wingism and fascism and downgrade pro-democracy speech and what they call liberals. You know, under Trump's second term, ICE has become functionally America's Gestapo. As I said earlier, that word literally means secret police or secret state police. And like their 20th century predecessors, they operate by inspiring fear. In our case, with black vans, anonymous uniforms, hidden faces and badges, unrestrained violence, and warrantless searches. This is Trump's domestic terror squad. And they're not designed to protect, but to intimidate, and they're answerable only to him, which was true of the Gestapo as well. This isn't just authoritarianism, it's also moral rot. I mean, Trump's cruelty is designed to destroy our collective sense of what's right and wrong. It's just that simple. For today's Republicans, empathy is now called woke or weakness. Helping your neighbor is called socialism. Faith has been turned into a weapon for the powerful, you know, with idiots like Franklin Graham out there, you know, promoting this kind of hate. You know, supposedly Christian pastors praising a guy who brags about sexual assault, pardons rapists and cop killers, and surrounds himself with grifters and predators. And let's not forget Jeffrey Epstein and the cover-up that's going on right now of elites in his orbit. What would Jesus say about this? I think we all know, right? This is, what did he say about the money changers in the temple? The Republican Party today wraps itself in the language of faith and family, but what they practice is cruelty, racism, misogyny, and hierarchy. They're criminalizing compassion, turning public school teachers, judges, social workers, and librarians into targets for harassment, encouraging neighbors to report each other, celebrating vigilantism, banning books, persecuting trans kids, militarizing the police, and calling all this freedom. And it's not just Trump. The entire GOP has bought into this. From J.D. Vance, who once warned about Trump's destructiveness and now echoes his every word, to state governors outlawing drag shows while doing nothing about gun violence in their own schools, this cruelty, this violence, this cult of death, and the deaths of our school children are the feature of the GOP, not the bug. This political movement and the inequality, the economic inequality, is ripping apart our middle class, tearing apart our society. And all through it, the Republicans are blaming the victims. Poor people, black people, immigrants, activists, brown people, women seeking reproductive care. It doesn't have to be this way. We need to return to morality, not the fake punitive morality of the so-called Christian right, but the stuff that Jesus talked about, you know, feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, binding up the brokenhearted, lifting up the fallen. That's not radical leftism. It's the center of every faith out there. And government is the only force large enough to address this. It can't happen just through private charity. Keep in mind, only 26% of eligible voters in America voted for Donald Trump in the last election. 3 out of 4 Americans either didn't vote or did not vote for Trump. We are the majority, and we must act like it. They are afraid of your voice. So double-check your voter registration every month, especially if you live in a red state where they're purging people off the voting rolls like crazy. And let's bring compassion and morality back to America. Let's demand that our elected representatives do the same before it's too late. Pass it along.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with 2 N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Beef has always been,
it's been so
going
expensive. I've never been able to buy beef. Never.
The last couple of years.
Just ground beef, maybe. That's it. And every once in a while, I promise my kids, who are Gen Zers, that one day they will taste beef. I'll treat them to some beef one of these days.
Yeah, once a year, you bring out the grill and get some hamburgers going.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org.
Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, I have a good friend who has to use a CPAP mask every night. He is not happy about this. You know, they strap air hoses to your face all night, and without it, your breathing gets disrupted, so you have a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, and premature death. Bottom line, if you snore now, you're at a heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. So now is the time to stop snoring. And one of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is Zipa. Zipa is the comfortable, doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop you snoring as fast as the first night. Zipa was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial with over 500,000 units sold. Zipa is the stop-snoring device that I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. Look, this may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now or face having to wear a CPAP mask later. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backward. Want you to try it with my special discount. I get you 20% off and free shipping. Visit Zipa, ZYPPAH.com, and use the promo code SNORE. And again, that's snore at Zipa.com.
Spoke of walls of fear, of who's to win. With every promise came a darker dream. Turning empathy to rubble in his cruelty machine. This is Trump's cruelty machine. A grinding gear of hate, unseen. Families shattered, futures torn apart. Cold steel tearing hope from the heart. They strip rights from the struggling and poor. Feed the rich while closing every door. From Medicaid to school lunches gone. Pain becomes policy, innocence undone. Inside Trump's cruelty machine, where fear is fuel and suffering's routine. A 6-year-old lost in a cell's cold glare. Children wail unheard through steel barred scenes. A republic broken by the cruelty machine. This is Trump's cruelty machine. Voices rise outraged and loud to reclaim justice, to stand unbowed. When compassion is weaponized and kindness is demonized, we break the gears, disrupt.
There you go. 26 minutes past the hour. Donald Trump's cruelty machine. Nate has made that song into a music video, and we're going to post it on YouTube later today. God, why am I here? Flight attendants crying as Trump deportees are beaten on planes. That's the headline over on Raw Story. From an article by ProPublica, they're telling the stories of some of these people who were sent to CECOT and this concentration camp, this prison in El Salvador. People who were actually in the process of getting, who had been accepted to be in the United States by the federal government, had permission to be here. ICE strips them of that permission and then puts them on a plane and sends them to a foreign prison. This is insane stuff. I have a little more on that story, and then I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. This is all too familiar to me. And you wake up with a scratchy throat. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick and take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom. Use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's promo code Tom at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and...
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. A new report from AARP says 1 in 5 people in Wisconsin are unpaid caregivers. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Roughly 580,000 Wisconsinites and 63 million Americans provide ongoing care to adults or children with medical conditions or disabilities, and a new report says that's a 45% increase since 2015. Experts call the jump paired with a lack of resources an escalating national crisis. The new AARP report shows the average caregiver spends 27 hours per week on caregiving tasks. AARP's CEO Maisha Minter-Jordan notes that caregiving can impact a person's finances as well as their physical and mental health.
We need systems that see caregivers, value them, and support them because they are not just helping families, they are holding up our entire healthcare system.
Minter-Jordan says AARP is advocating for a national paid family and medical leave policy, workplace protections for caregivers, federal tax credits, and access to respite care, training, and support services. The report shows just 11% of caregivers have been trained for basic tasks. And yet, National Alliance for Caregiving CEO Jason Resendez says he's seeing unprecedented complexity in caregiving.
Beyond daily care, over half of family caregivers, that's more than 30 million Americans, are performing complex medical and nursing tasks that once primarily took place in clinics and hospitals.
He says just over 1 in 5 caretakers who administer injections, manage catheters, and use other medical equipment have received training to do so. Some resources for caregivers can be found online at aarp.org/caregiving. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one. The hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Used to be a man could buy a home, working hard, building life on his own. Now the price tags climb, the rents don't stop, while Wall Street sharks buy up every block. They say it's the market, they say it's fair, but homes weren't meant for hedge funds to share. They buy them up, they drive up the cost, and working folks are the ones Once a house costs twice.
35 minutes past the hour. The majority of homes in some states for the first 6 months of this year were purchased not by individuals but by big New York banks, hedge funds, Wall Street investment houses. It's getting really, really bad out there. Meanwhile, as I was telling you, these flight attendants are freaking out on these as they're deporting these immigrants and sometimes beating them, shackling them, treating them like crap. People who came to this country and did the right thing. They surrendered themselves at the border. They said, I want to apply for asylum. They went before a judge. They were given permission to be in the United States. They have documentation. They check in every month with Customs and Border Patrol or with, you know, whatever agency it is that they deal with. And now ICE is arresting these people. And now ICE is offering $50,000 signing bonuses. If you, too, would like to go out and beat people up, smash car windows, and do it with your face completely covered so you never have, you know, you'll never be accountable for your crimes, the federal government wants to give you $50,000. You, too, can become part of the Gestapo. Nearly $30 billion was allocated in the big, ugly bill for hiring 10,000 more ICE agents. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, at the San Francisco Airport, a Texas scientist, this is somebody who has a permanent residency in the United States. He has a green card. His name is Tae Hong Kim. They call him Will. And Will has lived in this country since he was 5 years old. And as I said, he has a green card. And he was flying home from Korea on July 21st. He got stopped at the airport. He was locked in a room. This is from the San Francisco Gate, from the San Francisco. I forget the name of the main paper in San Francisco, but it's sfgate.com is the website. And it says, quote, Lee said in a post, Lee is his attorney, that Kim has been forced to sleep in a chair for more than a week with no access to daylight and described the situation as another brutal attack on immigrants and scientists. Kim is a PhD candidate at Texas A&M University where he is studying vaccine development. Well, of course, that's his crime. Not just having been born outside the United States and merely having a green card, but, hey, the guy is a vaccine scientist. We can't have that. Meanwhile, Trump is privately talking about, well, now it's public, I guess, inviting the G20 next year to the Doral, you know, to his seedy golf motel down in Miami. And this is a clear violation of the Emoluments Clause, which says that a president cannot take money from foreign governments. But, you know, hey, Trump doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about the law. And meanwhile, CBS News has done a deep dive on the Jeffrey Epstein video, on the prison video. And, yeah, there's this orange blob. That's the headline over on Drudge. But this is a quote from CBS News. Quote, CBS News Review found the video does little to provide evidence to support claims that were later made by federal officials. Additionally, CBS News has identified multiple inconsistencies between that report and the video that raised serious questions about the accuracy of witness statements and the thoroughness of the government's investigation. Gee, what a surprise. The Trump administration is covering up Jeffrey Epstein's death during the first Trump administration. I'm shocked. I mean, who could have thought, right? They say over the course of the night, the staff on duty failed to conduct the required 30-minute check-ins. Epstein had allegedly tried to kill himself weeks earlier because of that. Under prison protocol, he was assigned a roommate. But that day, the roommate was transferred out, and he was left all alone, and they didn't check on him. And, gee, the camera seems to have some holes. You know, the video has some holes in it. And nobody knows what's going on, right? No, they don't. I think they do. I think we all know what happened. Anyway, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. Joe in Seattle. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Hey, I just wanted to point out on the ICE officers, when you go to the website, U.S. Jobs, and the qualifications for becoming one of these ICE bully officers is just minimal. Yeah. And there's no mental evaluation of these people or education of any sort. And I happened to witness this happen in Tacoma, Washington, Parkland area. As we were driving along, there was an unmarked van. and unmarked officers, and they threw this elderly lady to the ground. And it was almost like she was being either robbed or molested. And when I called the Tacoma 911 number and was reporting this, they hung up on me. But there was a gentleman that got out of his car and started screaming. And they started pointing weapons at him. And I was afraid of him being shot. But, you know, I want to go back to the indigenous American Indians that were treated the same way, and also the Japanese people during the Second World War. I'm afraid that this is going to turn into a bloodbath eventually. What's your opinion?
I am watching escalating levels of violence on the part of the state. And keep in mind, the state is the only entity that has the legal power to deprive you of your liberty or even your life, much less your possessions. And I'm watching growing levels of violence by the state, and I find it extremely alarming, Joe. What I find particularly alarming is that there isn't a single elected Republican that I know of. I mean, maybe there's one someplace in, you know, West Wazoo, Maine or something, but you know, certainly at the federal level, who has spoken out about this or has even, other than Lisa Murkowski saying that she's frightened by Trump, nobody is speaking out on the right. And that's, I mean, that's exactly what happened in Nazi Germany. It's exactly what happened in Austria. It's exactly what happened in Hungary. It's exactly what happened in Russia. You know, when people on the so-called left, that is the people who want freedom, who want liberty, who believe in civil rights and human rights, they'll speak out and then they get beaten down. But the people on the right, the ones who are fine with authoritarianism and the rich getting richer and the poor getting screwed, they're actually cheering this stuff on. And that's extraordinarily troubling. And the levels of state power that Trump has accumulated and the expansion of these powers with this most recent piece of legislation, the big ugly bill, are truly, truly concerning. This country is on a path. What's the old saying? If you keep going in the direction you're going, you're going to end up, you're going to get where you, whatever. We're heading towards something really, really dark here. And we're frankly in the midst of it, and it concerns me tremendously. Joe, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Excellent point, and thanks for sharing that story with us. Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Tom? My thing is this. This isn't happening to me like in a vacuum. I was listening to Jen Psaki the other night, about two nights ago, and she was explaining that I guess in the Trump, how he's recycling the same district, state attorneys or federal attorneys in each different state. And when they come back, because they're not confirmed, they only have, like, I guess 90 days on the job, I think.
Right. But what as acting, you're talking about replacing U.S. attorneys. Right. Yeah.
Right.
The federal prosecutors.
And I am completely up in arms right now. I mean, this leadership, this Democratic leadership, man, this is what you call political. It's past political, man. I don't know what else. Listen, this is.
Well, hey, Chuck Schumer's sending strongly worded letters, Charles.
I realized also yesterday something. I picked it up, and I realized that when you don't, as a party, when you don't tell people that they're also invested, that is, they have a not just a stake, but it's really like they're governing as well. Mm-hmm. They count. They matter. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find the right word. It's still not the right word yet. But when you have people more invested in, I think the Democratic Party is. Stopped trying to expand people that this is their government also. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just not taxpayers. This is their country as well. And I just don't think they're doing their job. And they're not getting people totally invested in what's going on around, in their government. And I just think That's just, you know, all of this is why he's getting away with all this stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. Most people just, you know, they just want to go to work and raise their families and go to the park and go out to dinner, and they just don't want to be. And that's how these guys get away with this stuff. Charles, thank you so much for the call. Always nice hearing from you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
2:45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls and the news of the day in just a moment.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want, not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah, it's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Yeah.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Trump's on Truth.
Oh, welcome back. It is 10 minutes before the hour. Tracy in Fayetteville, Georgia. Hey, Tracy, what's on your mind today? Do we have Tracy potted up? Everything is good? Okay. Let me put Tracy on hold and we'll try somebody else. Kenyatta in Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta, what's on your mind today?
Well, listen, I want to keep my powder dry on what I really wanted to call about, but if I suddenly disappear or something, know that we are in the middle of something I've never seen. I was born and raised for 6 decades in Southern California, and we are in the middle of something here, like an earthquake swarm. They started at, we had a 3.0 at 8:34. 10 minutes later, we went down to a 2.8, which one could say was an aftershock. But then an hour after that, it went back up to a 3.1, and we just had a 4.3. That's what they're saying preliminarily. But I got to tell you something, that thing was violent.
If you're feeling
4.3,
it.
Yeah, it was probably shallow. And here's a weird thing, kind of borrowing your term, geeky science. When this, I've never experienced this before, and I've lived through Sylmar earthquake, Northridge earthquake, I mean big ones,
mm-hmm.
but they're all different depending on where they happen in the ground.
Sure.
And having had so many in such a succession, and I don't know if this has anything to do with the Russian earthquake or whatever, you end up feeling like the earth is still moving even when it's not, and that's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because your equilibrium is thrown off.
Right.
So
yeah.
If I suddenly, like I said, USGS is saying it was a 4.3. I ain't quite buying it. And those things have preliminarily changed. But I got to tell you, it was pretty intense. And it's been going on all morning. And what's weird is they're increasing in terms of power. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about is you mentioned, and of course you know I read your newsletter religiously, literally. You talked about a ProPublica report titled Bloodied Faces. And, obviously you're the author, so you know what they reported, documenting massive use of physical force, car windows smashed, people beaten up by masked anonymous ICE thugs. And the reporters call this level of police brutality unprecedented, pointing out that no police agency had ever behaved like this prior to the Trump administration. Tom, I'm sorry, I've got to push back a little bit here. Police agencies in the United States were formed by something called slave patrols for people like me.
Yeah, I said in the modern history, but even at that, what specifically ProPublica was talking about was the smashing of car windows. That's something that we just have not seen in...
Well, maybe you have.
At 50 incidents that they've been able to document with video, meaning there's probably hundreds of them, just in the last month or two.
Tom, we have had situations where our children have had, wait a minute, flashbang grenades thrown through windows, maiming children.
Oh, I know that. Bombed entire city blocks in Pennsylvania. Blowing children up. Although that wasn't the police.
I didn't call to argue with you, Tom. I just wanted to know if you knew what metrics they were using. That's really my question.
The specific thing that they were identifying as new was smashing car windows. This is something that, just is not a common practice in policing in the United States. It's very,
oh, okay.
Very rare.
Well, damn, I guess Trayvon Martin would have rather had his car window smashed. So would Breonna Taylor. So would Ahmaud Arbery.
Well, they'd all still be alive.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I didn't call to be a smart.
I'm not trying to make some kind of false equivalence or argue against same. What I'm saying is that ICE is now engaging in without warrants in a physical level of violence, smashing open car windows that is new and unprecedented. And yeah, and that doesn't in any way diminish the violence against black people in this country over the last five years.
No. It's all bad, and this is no. Now this is thuggery.
Yeah.
That's out in the open, and it's no longer limited to just us. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, frankly. and the thing that is freaking me out or pissing me off, or I don't know what the right phrase is that this is being celebrated by people on the right. It's being celebrated by Republican politicians. It's being celebrated, over on Fox News and across right-wing media. And that's, it's like back in the 20s when they, during the Wilson administration and later when they were celebrating the violence of the Klan.
Tom, that's why these people put Smitty in office.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah, I get it. They,
He is not. You've heard me say this a million times. He is not the disease. He is a symptom.
Absolutely. That's why I said when he came down, I wrote this in the article today, when he came down that escalator and started talking about Mexican rapists and murderers, we should have known. We thought it was hyperbole. It wasn't. This was the announcement of a new era of political and legal violence in the United States.
Absolutely.
And obviously they're building on the old era of political and legal violence in the United States, which has not gone away. But they're amplifying it so rapidly now and with the apparent approval of the majority of white people in this country. And
man, you know what? You said it.
Yeah. Hey, it's there. It is true. Kenyatta, thank you for the call. Keep up the great writing over on Substack. Keep up the great work. Good talk.
Yes, sir. You too.
You bet. Thank you. Bye. Back at you. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Phil Itner, the live update from Ukraine, and a little bit more of the news of the day and your calls. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and has really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.